Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for the Business of the Bills, brought to you by Haynes Supply. From our Buffalo roots to nationwide sales and service, we are your industrial contractor supplier.
Business of the Bills, brought to you by Haynes Supply. From our Buffalo roots to nationwide sales and service, we are your industrial contractor supplier. The league had a meeting earlier this week about allowing private equity to purchase stakes of teams in the NFL, and saw some rumors yesterday that that is going to be passed. That is going to happen, which is the least surprising thing in the world.
They're like, money? Yeah, sure, yeah. Let's do that, money.
They're going to get paychecks. Teams are going to be able to get paychecks without losing controlling interest of the team. And one reason that I saw, like, this is the NFL's last of this party. Like, the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, like, all these other leagues have already approved this. Part of the reason why? There's only so many billionaires that can afford to buy NFL football teams. Right? There's only so many. You're
And if they won't let Bezos in.
Yeah, there's actually news on him, I guess. A little bit. Not with the NFL. But also, remember, Tim Graham reported this a couple months ago, that the Bills hired a firm to seek selling a portion of the team. So, I mean, isn't that, aren't we probably headed for that being a private equity firm?
Probably, yeah.
Hopefully not like a foreign, you know, we get into that, sports washing. But that's out there in the league this week. The Bezos thing, it's not NFL related, but I guess there are rumors that he could purchase the Celtics.
Yeah, I saw that's probably not.
It's not yeah. The case.
So, have you seen? So, this was last calculated in August of 2023, so almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
The valuation of the Bills right now?
Okay.
$3.7 billion.
Yeah, it's more than that.
You think it's more than that?
I think they would sell for a lot more than that. Yep.
By the way, that ranks them 30th in the NFL.
Okay. I think getting in that club in general, no matter where the team is going to get you a giant, giant payday. Yeah, more than that. What did the Broncos sell for?
Oh, $10 billion?
The Broncos sold for $4.65 billion.
A lot.
I think it'd be more than that.
I don't think it would be more than that.
I just think the next... Isn't it like quarterback? Quarterback contracts? Just whoever's next.
Yeah,
maybe. You go to the top of the list.
Maybe.
I think getting in that... Bezos...
What would the Bills sell? $1 billion? Is that too much?
What do you mean? Like
if they're going to sell...
Oh, a piece of the team?
Yeah.
What's that?
If they sell a quarter of the team, I think they're getting like $1.5 billion.
You think?
Yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Look what the TV checks are every year. NFL is the most profitable league in the United States. I mean, in the world, maybe. It is, and look at, like, they're going global now. I don't know if that's going to work, but they clearly think the investment is. I mean, they're going to the Olympics for flag football, which is going to, they think, grow the sport. They're going to Brazil for the first time. They've been in England. They've been in Germany. They're scouting Australia now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're looking for these other pockets of revenue to, you know, to approve and to get in. So, yeah, I think just getting in that club, I think it's a stupid amount of money. What did the this just happened in the NBA. The Timberwolves, maybe, who no one in the world would consider like the most valuable
profitable
NBA team at all. Right now they're being valued at like $2.5 billion.
That's crazy.
It's a mid-market NBA team.
Right.
So, yeah, you give me any NFL franchise, and I think you're multi-billion. Going to like six.
Okay.
I think you're going to like $6 billion.
That's crazy. That's so much money.
You know, really, as we're in like to the ownership game, is this wrong to do? I feel like I find myself doing this often. Looking at the age of owners in terms of how they're going to act around their team, how they're going to build their team, you will. And I picked up on this. Dan Le Batard used to say this a lot about the Dolphins. In fact, he did again this week. Like he always does. Points out that Stephen Ross,
the older he gets, the more desperate they become.
85.
Yeah.
He's owned the team for 20 years since he was in his 60s, and he's never won a playoff game.
That's crazy. Yeah. So like maybe he gets desperate. He starts to get desperate.
Right.
Which you would have thought, like, if the desperation came, then it would have been this offseason, they would have made sure Christian Wilkins didn't leave.
Right. But that he wants to see his team win while he's still here.
While he's kicking.
If that's how you're... I think what Le Batard made a point about this week was about the coach. And how...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience. Because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips. And support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone loves Mike McDaniel, right? He has made Tua into something that is usable in the NFL. He has built the perfect offense for the quarterback he had. He has got all the young, innovative ideas offensively, which is what everybody's going for in today's NFL. He's made the playoffs back-to-back years. He hasn't won a playoff game, I know, but he's made the playoffs back-to-back years, which is a lot more than a lot of Dolphins coaches can say. And I guess the point was kind of, rationally, you would never fire that guy, right?
No.
You would never fire that guy. But you can't just assume they're going to act rationally when the owner is going to be, you know, he wants
desperate.
To win now.
Desperate.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's nuts to think the Dolphins would fire Mike McDaniel this season. But if they win 9 games and miss the playoffs, do you think it's that crazy? This is why if I were a Dolphin fan, I wouldn't have wanted to pay Tua. Because let's say the owner is that way. Maybe this isn't giving him enough credit. Maybe he is more tempered than this. But let's say that the owner is desperate. He is the man, by the way, that tried to, you know, tamper to get Tom Brady to come to his team. He
That's
also
right.
is the man that flew to Deshaun Watson's house while he was still a Texan to try to convince him to settle lawsuits so he could come be the Dolphins quarterback. So, you know, there is some evidence behind this. But let's say that he is that way. Is it that crazy that they would fire him? And this is why I wouldn't have wanted them to pay Tua if I was a Dolphins fan, because when you pay Tua, now you're locked in for a couple years. And if someone's going to fall on the sword for falling short of expectation or missing the playoffs, it can't be the quarterback anymore. It has to be Tua.
It can't be Tua. It has to be.
It would have to be the coach.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something that big. I hope that happens. McDaniel, to me, is the reason Tua's had the success he has. And getting him out of that building, to me, would significantly weaken the Dolphins on the short term. So I'm rooting for that. But I do think about Jerry Jones a little bit with this. Jones, though, there isn't evidence with him acting this way like Ross there is some. Jerry Jones, if anything, I saw Stephen A. point this out this week, that Stephen A. was making a point about Jerry Jones. What is his expectation for winning? Or what is his bar for winning? Because he's fired 2 coaches in like 15 years.
Yeah. Which is different than how he used to be.
With no postseason success.
Mm-mm.
So is he just okay with being competitive and filling up the building and winning 11, 12 games every year?
And then
and
being
not
first-round
doing
exits.
Anything once you get to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Is he okay with that? Because
seems like
at least
has
the way
been.
He treats his coaching staffs, he is okay with
he's
that.
He's treating his coaching staffs that way, and he's also he's waiting longer than any other franchise to sign their franchise players.
He is very unique.
They're costing
yeah.
themselves millions of dollars.
It's crazy. Dak's going to make $65 million a year because
Parsons
they waited.
Parsons already should have been signed long term.
Oh yeah, he's going to get 50 if they wait.
Yeah.
If they wait too long.
Right.
Lamb's going to get 40.
Yeah, they're.
If they paid Dak a year ago, Dak would be in the $55
yep.
million dollar club.
Correct.
They're going to wait until the last second and give him what, 65?
And he's going to go to. He's going to test the market.
Yeah, he really might leave.
He should, because the market is
going to.
He
might leave.
Market's going to drive that number up significantly.
Yeah. He could have
Vegas.
Man, you put him in an open market. Kirk Cousins got fully. I mean, I guess Cousins is pretty good, and Dak is better, I think, but is it that different? Whatever. Dak would get a bidding war like you've never seen if he makes it to the open market next year.
So, New England.
Another good reason the Dolphins paid Tua.
Tennessee. The Steelers. Las Vegas.
The Steelers. The Steelers are good for that. Yeah, the Raiders. I could see him on the Raiders. Could
Me
you
too.
Just envision him in the Raiders?
Yes.
In a Raiders uniform?
Yep, I could.
What about... Is there someone in the NFC this works for?
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
thinking.
The Giants.
What about Seattle?
The Giants. Seattle is Geno Smith and Sam Howell. Yeah, Seattle. Seattle's not really built to win right now, though, right? Aren't they going to go through a rebuild?
Kind of, but they might be all right.
Yeah.
Like, Seattle could absolutely be a team.
And they've got weapons.
Yeah. Anybody else? San Francisco? No.
Mm-mm.
Purdy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Dak. 803-0550 is the phone number. Rob in Connecticut. We'll get to you in Extendo Sports, I promise. Stay tuned. Joe DiBiase, Nate Gearies is WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.